Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah My dear viewers of Madani Channel The final prophet of Allah Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said Indeed Allah Almighty has appointed an angel at my grave which has the ability to hear the voices of the entire creation. So, there is no one who sends salat upon me until the day of judgment except that it informs me of his name and his father's name saying, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has sent salat durood upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his prophets special attributes that they can do unusual things. These unusual things after they announce their prophethood is called miracles, prophetic miracles. Even the non-believers believed that if someone is going to claim that they are prophet, they will be able to show a miracle. They will be able to show a prophetic miracle, a mu'jiza. The non-believers would then ask to show them a prophetic miracle that will serve as a sign of prophethood. Some of the miracles that we know of are the she-camel of Sayyidina Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. The glowing hand of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the staff of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that converted into a huge snake and ate all the snakes of the magicians. The prophetic miracle of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who would give vision to the person born blind or cure the leper, etc. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many miracles that are granted to our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. People around our Prophet started witnessing all those miracles. Before proceeding further, let's talk about a definition. Before the declaration of Nabuwa, before announcing the prophethood, if any Nabi demonstrates something that was impossible in usual circumstances and was beyond intellect, it is called irhas in the terminologies of Sharia. If demonstrated after the announcement, after the declaration of Nabuwa, after the announcement of prophethood, it is called mu'jiza. This mu'jiza is called prophetic miracle. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many miracles, meaning irhas, that took place before our last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrated the hadith that the mother of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said, when the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, I saw a huge cloud from which light was coming, and the sound of neighing horses and flying birds was also coming. I could also hear some human talking. Then all of a sudden, he, meaning our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, disappeared from my sight, and I heard an announcer announcing that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam be made to visit the east and the west, and be made to tour the sea, so that the entire universe would learn about his name, appearance, and attributes. Take him to all the jinns, humans, angels, animals, and birds. Adorn him with the shape of Adam, the ma'rifah of Shis, the bravery of Nuh, the friendship of Ibrahim, the language of Ismail, the contentment of Ishaq, the eloquence of Salih, the wisdom of Lut, the good news of Yaqub, the firmness of Musa, the patience of Ayyub, the obedience of Yunus, the endeavor of Yusha, the voice of Dawood, the love of Daniel, the dignity of Ilyas, the chastity of Yahya, and the asceticism of Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Adorn him with all the qualities of all the prophets. Thereafter, the cloud drifted away. Then I saw that he was wrapped up in green silk with water dripping from it. An announcer announced, "Great Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been given the power over the entire world. There is nothing in the universe that is out of his power and control." Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha further said, "Then I saw that his face was shining like the moon of the 14th night, and the fragrance of pure musk was emanating, coming from his blessed body. Then three men appeared. One of them had a silver-made water pot, the other had a tray of green emerald, and third had a shining ring. Washing the ring seven times, he set the seal of Nubuwwah between the shoulders of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then, wrapping up the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in silk, he lifted him and handed him over to me afterwards." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the time when our Prophet alayhi salatu was salam was born, respected Arabs used to send their children for suckling to villages in the outskirts where children would grow healthy in clean and healthy environment. The exact same thing happened when our Prophet alayhi salatu was salam was born. There were other kids that were born that were going to be taken to the villages as well. When this time came in the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha stated that along with the women of the tribe of Bani Sa'd, I went to Makkah hoping to find any child for suckling him. Arabia was affected by severe drought that year. I had a baby, but I did not have enough milk to suckle him due to destitution and starvation. The baby would continue to cry the whole night with hunger, and we would spend the whole night sitting and comforting him. Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says, "We also had a she camel, but it did not have milk. While traveling to Makkah, I was riding a mule that was too weak to keep pace with the caravan. My traveling companions were sick of it. At last, we finished the journey having faced a lot of hardships." When women saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and heard that he was orphan, they did not prefer to foster him because they expected no great reward in return, thinking that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was an orphan. On the other hand, fortune smiled on Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Lack of milk in her proved to be of great grace for her. No one was prepared to give their baby to her due to lack of milk. Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her husband, "Returning empty-handed is not good. We should at least take this orphan child with us." Her husband agreed, and Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha took with her this unique pearl who was going to brighten not only the home of Sayyidatuna Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, but also the east and the west of the entire universe. It was only by the great grace of Allah Almighty that Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The family immediately started noticing blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The husband of Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha was amazed to notice these blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said, "O Halima, you have brought a very blessed child." Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "Indeed, I also expect that he is a very blessed child and has been bestowed upon us as a divine grace. I now hope that our home will be showered with blessings." Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha further stated, "Afterwards, holding the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I departed for our village from Makkah. The mule that I rode, that was so weak that it could not keep pace with the rest of the caravan, the same mule of mine that was walking very slowly, was now walking so fast that no other animal could keep pace with it. Other women of the caravan asked me in surprise, 'O Halima, is it the same mule you rode while coming, or have you brought another fast running one?'" My dear viewers of Madani Channel, at this point scholars have said that Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated that it is not the mule, it is the person traveling on the mule that has changed. And that is why it was the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the mule now was traveling faster than the rest of the animals in the caravan. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. At last, she says, we reached our home. There was severe drought in our village. The udders of our animals were dry with no milk in them. But the udders of my goats were full of milk. Every day, as my goats returned from the pasture, their udders were full of milk, whereas no one in the tribe could even get a single drop of milk. Seeing it, the people of my tribe asked their shepherd to graze their animals on the field where my animals grazed. SubhanAllah. Hence all began to graze their animals on the pasture where my goats grazed. But it was not a matter of pasture and jungle. It was actually the blessing of Nabuwa of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and no one other than me and my husband knew about it. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha stated, when Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to be in cradle, that angels would rock the cradle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In childhood, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would point towards the moon, which moved in the direction where his blessed fingers moved. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I humbly asked, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I was invited to Deen-e-Islam for entering into the fold of Islam by the blessed sign of your nubuwa, prophethood. Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I saw you talking to the moon being in a cradle, and where you would gesture your blessed finger, moon would move towards that direction. SubhanAllah. Depicting the aforementioned blessed miracle, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh stated in poetic words in his collection of Naat, Chand jhuk jata jidhar, ungli uthate mahad mein, kya hi chalta tha isharo, par khilona noor ka. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the explanation of this couplet is that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being lying in his cradle, whichever direction he would move his blessed finger, spiritual toy, meaning moon, would move obediently with the gesture of his blessed finger. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Imam Abdullah Maruzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 2 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began to crawl along with other children. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, 2 month old child can't even move on their back. Can you imagine the blessing, the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that being 2 months old, he started crawling. It is said that when our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was 2 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began to crawl along with children. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 3 months old, he began to stand up. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 4 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to walk placing his hands on the wall. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 5 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had full ability and strength to walk. SubhanAllah. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 6 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to walk fast. Allahu Akbar. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 7 months old, he used to run properly towards every direction. When our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was 8 months old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to speak in such a clear way that one could understand him properly. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the very day, it has been stated by the scholars, that from the very day when the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started speaking, he never used to extend his hand to take anything without reciting Bismillah. Nor did he take anything using his left hand. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, following the footsteps of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should recite Bismillah before every permissible action. And if Bismillah is not recited, then that job or task remains incomplete, as the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whatever important piece of work is not started with Bismillah, it remains incomplete. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was 9 months old, he began to speak eloquently. When he alayhi salatu wasalam was 10 months old, he used to excel the children in archery, meaning shooting arrows. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to say, "O nafs, may Allah azza wa jal grant you to goodness. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." In the very days, people asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "Who are you?" The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "In terms of strength, I am the strongest Arab. In terms of archery, I'm the bravest. In terms of religion, I'm the most exalted Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib." Allah Allah, wo bachpane ki phaban, us khuda bhati surat pe lakhon salam, uthte booton ki nashonuma par durood, khilte ghunchon ki nakhat pe lakhon salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to graze the goats along with his foster brother, son of Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. One day, the foster brother of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam humbly said to his mother, "O honorable mother, when my Hijazi brother puts his blessed step into any dry valley, it restores its greenery and fertility. When he gets to the well to make the goats drink water, the water itself comes up to the brim. When he sleeps, the beasts approach him and kiss his feet. And whenever he sleeps in the sunshine, cloud makes shade upon him during the heat of sun." Listening to this, Sayyidatuna Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "O my son, take care of your brother. Teri surat, teri sirat, zamane se nirali hai. Teri har har ada pyare, dalile be mithali hai. Bashar ho ya malak jo hai, tere dar ka suwali hai. Teri sarkar wala hai. Tida darbar ali hai." My dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is such a virtuous Rasul of Allah azza wa jal that not only the humans but animals also knew that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last Rasul of Allah azza wa jal. It is for the reason whenever the animals would see his beautiful face, they would try to approach him to gain the blessings. Let's listen to a faith refreshing waqia. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 10 years old, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam traveled to Yemen along with his uncle Zubair. They both, meaning our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his uncle Zubair, passed by a valley where they saw a camel who did not let the people pass by. When it saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it sat down and began to rub his chest on the ground. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dismounted his camel and rode it. When it crossed the valley, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left it. Upon returning, the valley was full of water. All caravans stayed there. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked them to follow him. Then he went inside and all people from Quraysh followed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dried the water. When these people returned to Makkah, they related the story to all. Listening to it, the people said, "This child is marvelous and unique. Allah Allah shahe kaunain jalalat teri. Farsh kya arsh pe jari hukumat teri. Tu hi hai mulke khuda milke khuda ka malik. Raj tera hai zamane mein hukumat teri." My dear viewers of Madani channel, Arabia was once affected by a terrible famine. The people of Makkah intended to pray to idols. But this old wise man advised them, saying, "O people of Makkah, Abu Talib is present amongst us. He is a descendant of the founder of the Holy Kaaba, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabi Jina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And he is also the custodian of it. We should go to him and request him to pray." Therefore, the chief of the Arabs came to Abu Talib and requested him in these words, "O Abu Talib, the fire of famine has engulfed entire Arabia. Animals have no grass and water to eat and drink, and humans are dying of starvation. Caravans no longer come here. There is destructiveness everywhere. Please pray for rain." Hearing the request made by the Arabs, Abu Talib became very sad. He then took the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with him to the Haram of the Kaaba and sat him leaning against its wall. He then occupied himself with prayers. During the prayer, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam lifted his blessed hands towards the sky. All of a sudden, clouds appeared from all directions and the rain of mercy poured down in plains and jungles. There was water everywhere. Barren deserts turned into meadows. In entire Arabia, famine and starvation was replaced with prosperity and well-being. Referring to the above parable in his long poem, Abu Talib wrote a couplet in praise of his nephew and our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which translates as follows, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is beautifully white-faced. People are blessed with rain from clouds by means of his beautiful face. He is a great help to orphan and widows. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was 12 years of age, Abu Talib went to Syria on a business trip. As Abu Talib had great affection for his nephew, Abu Talib also took his beloved nephew, meaning our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, with him. Before the declaration of Nubuwwah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went on 3 business trips. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Syria 2 times and to Yemen 1 time. It was his first journey to Syria with his uncle Abu Talib. During the journey, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stayed at Basra with Bahira, who was a monk. As the monk was aware of the signs of the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Torah and Injil, he recognized the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as soon as he saw him. With great respect and reverence, the monk invited the members of the caravan of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for a meal and said to Abu Talib, "Your nephew is the sovereign of the entire world and is the Rasul of the Lord of the universe. The Almighty has sent him as mercy for all the worlds. I have seen trees and stones performing sajda in front of him and a cloud providing him with shade. In between both his blessed shoulders is the seal of Nubuwwah. You'd better sell your trade goods here and go back to Makkah with your nephew without delay. It is safer for you and for him. If he reaches Syria, Syrian disbelievers will martyr him because they are bitter enemies of him." Listening to it, Abu Talib felt unsafe. Hence, he sold his trade goods there and returned to Makkah without delay, along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At the time of departure, Bahira, the monk, respectfully provided them with something to be used during the journey. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was around 25 years old, people far and wide were well aware of his trustworthiness and truthfulness. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a wealthy lady of Makkah whose husband has passed away. She was in need of a trustworthy individual with whom she could send her goods for trading to Syria. Thus, she selected the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and sent him with the agreement that whatever share I give to others, I will give you double due to your trustworthiness and diligence. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam accepted her offer and departed for Syria with her goods for trade. She also sent one of her trusted servants, Maysara, to accompany the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on this journey so that he may serve him. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reached the marketplace of the famous city of Syria called Basra, he stopped close to the monastery of the monk Nastura. Nastura knew Maysara from before. Upon seeing the countenance of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he came to Maysara and said, "Maysara, who is that? Who has dismounted beneath the tree?" Maysara replied, "He is the resident of Makkah and the pride and joy of the Banu Hashim tribe. His name is Muhammad and his title is Amin." Nastura said, "Until today, no one has dismounted beneath this tree except a Rasul. For this reason, I have total confidence that he is the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam of the final time. For all the signs of the final Nabi, I read in Torah and Injil I can see them all in him. Subhanallah. If only I remain alive until he announces his prophethood, then I too would help him in every way possible and sacrifice myself to spend every moment in his service. O Maysara, I advise you to remain alert. Do not become separated from him for even a minute and serve him with true sincerity and devotion. For Allah Azza wa Jal has granted him the nobility of being the seal of the Rasuls. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sold all of his goods in Basra marketplace and returned to Makkatul Mukarramah. Upon the return, as the caravan entered the city of Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was sitting at a high place watching the caravan arrive. When she looked at the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she saw the two angels were shadowing his blessed head from the sun ray. This illuminated scene particularly impressed Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she continued to gaze upon this wondrous scene. Some days later, she mentioned this to her servant Maysara, and Maysara replied to her, "I saw this scene occur throughout the entire journey and also witnessed many wondrous things beside." Maysara then mentioned his conversation with the monk Nastura and his affection and devotion. Hearing this, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha became very keen to marry him. She then sent a proposal to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which was then accepted, and Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, in this entire episode, we heard that the miracles from Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam started happening before Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next upcoming episode, we will learn about the miracles that happened after our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love for his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.